die certain times. If you think about it like a metaphor,
you're dead to that.
You're dead in that experience, like whether it's a relationship or maybe it's something tragic happens in your family, and it's like you feel like you can't handle it sometimes. But when you get beyond it, it's like you're, you know, when you get to that point where your mind just says, I'm either going to give up here, I'm going to give into this, or I'm going to kind of wake up my mind and realize I can handle this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the mistakes, like you said, when a person dies, you can disappear. You disappear. You can almost be like that proverbial ghost of yourself, that shell of yourself. You're not you anymore because you let the sadness take over. And this poem is that warning of don't let this happen. But even if you do, there is that light at the end of the tunnel, like you said. And I guess this is why this poem is featured in issue 3. Because as we were all just talking about, that we all live multiple lives in one life. Not trying to get too deep because I'm not a deep person. But, I mean, even 6 years ago, I was completely different than I am now. And it goes from experiences, mistakes, other people's mistakes, that experience.
And he said that in here too, other people's mistakes.
Yeah, so, that migration from who you were to who you will be, that's an everyday process. It's like when the sun dies every day, it goes to night, you wake, you go to sleep, you die. It's a slow metaphorical death, because again, I'm not deep. And then you wake up and
apparently
you're a whole
not.
Person.
Not at all.
Right. No one thinks of that. It's okay.
I'm very shallow, but this is...
You're in deep water right now.
Right. I don't even think of it like that ever.
I'm swimming my happy butt right back out.
Going along with that, RJ, or if you don't have a thought on it at the moment, think about it. I always think it's good to have like a personal connection. So we say we can identify with this poem, which I think is a... Because, like, say this poem would have been written 20 years ago or in 10 years from now. Do you think it would apply?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
It's
like,
universal, right?
You know,
and that's what makes a good
mistakes.
Piece. Right.
Yeah.
So how do you... I mean, I know, like, literally when we're talking about this, I know how I identify with this issue. Is there anything that you all can think of that you're willing to share where you've been in this situation where...
Oh, my gosh.
Something not... You know, we don't have... a long time to share, but something quick that would say, like I can give you an example personally. Like, for example, this made me think of when my mother passed away. She was only 54.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with her. Within 24 hours of her going into the hospital with a stomach problem, she was dead. And it made me think a lot about, like, things I never did with her and mistakes maybe I didn't take enough. Didn't go over there and visit enough times, or it just makes you question everything when that kind of thing happens. But at some point, and it was a depressing thing for a long time for me, especially a mother-son connection was a really strong thing, and it was something I had to deal with. And I could have let it like this. I could have ran for it, hid myself, and I'm sure I did that for a while. But I found a way to kind of rationalize it, and deal with it, and kind of woke up from that. And now I appreciate her and things would happen in a lot of other ways. So for me, that's my personal connection to this poem, and I think we all have to bring things like that. Does anyone have a similar type experience that connects to Joshua's poem?
Well, Jason, since you're bringing up... See, now I can't be cryptic anymore because Jason put it out there. Okay, past 6 years. I was 21, high school dropout. I've been out of high school for 6 years. Yeah, about 6 years at the time. My dad died. At 52, he would have been 53 in August. During a time I wasn't doing anything, I was barely into the online high school. I wasn't doing anything. And, there was the mourning. My mom's currently 54, and she was going through a deep, deep depression. So, there was evictions, and as soon as all that was over, I seriously... just threw everything into working. I got my GED and a job within 2 weeks of each other. I then found a friend that turned into a boyfriend, turned into a husband. and then started two colleges all within a year, less than a year. I drove myself crazy. I literally became a totally different person. I had falling outs with my mother. I almost lost my entire family because of this insanity and the mistakes that I was making. And it took 2 years, but to get it back to, and again, it's still a lengthy process. There's still the paranoia. There's still, I don't want to make the same mistake again. So to just, you know, and I'm 27 and I've already done half of the things that like my sister at 31 has not done. And my brother at 24 is learning from that mistake to not do what I did. And that balancing act, and yeah, the marriage ended in separation. It was just a cloud full of chaos with mistakes that could have been remade that chose not to remain, you know. So I think that this poem at least speaks to me from the past 6 years. I mean, because 6 years, it feels like a long time, but at the same time, it goes very fast.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
So.
Did either you two?
Now I'm teary-eyed.
Right. but it ended, I like how it was very dark, but ended in a lot of positives.
Definitely.
Which kind of speaks to this last stanza that, you know, nothing in our power will change that past. You know, only what we do with changing our present and our future.
Yes.
Which is kind of what you did. You changed at the moment, and then now your future is much different than it could have gone.
Yeah.
It could have gone second to last stanza here, mm-hmm. on any of these roads,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but you didn't do that.
And
I think that's a strong thing to say.
I think part of it too, where he says not letting your own family in. My mom literally had to drag me out of my own ass. Mm-hmm. She had to literally, you're coming home to get me out of that. And it wasn't depression, but there was anxiety. There's, you know, so my mom literally, you're coming home because you're crying all the time, everything. This is not working. You need to come home. And gradually from there, it just started to get better because I don't think I could have done it on my own because I had no idea what was going on. So the idea of when you're not hiding yourself farther and farther in the darkness, that's what I was doing. To let my family in. And I was overwhelmed and hopeless. This poem just really, it goes there. You know, don't you think?
Yeah.
Even if nobody says it out loud, they're still thinking it. It's like, oh my gosh, this totally touches on what happened to me. So I think, yeah, this is one of the better poems.
What do you two say?
Yes, please say something.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is that, like, every end is just another beginning sort of thing. So, like, every mistake that you make, as long as you can learn from and not repeat it, it's a good mistake. And that sounds really weird because no mistake is really good. But if you think about it as a learning process, it's everyone's done something they're not proud of.
Can you think of something like that from your own experience?
Yeah, when I was younger, I was always a bigger guy. And before that, I was a short, pudgy kid. I went through a growth spurt in elementary school.
Aww.
So I was picked on, and then it turned the other way around. And then once I realized what I was doing,